Pastor Gary Connor welcomes you to this message from Christian Worship Center, located in Zillow, Washington. Christian Worship Center is shaping the lives of people and families through a vibrant church community and world-class educational program. Our passion is to impact our state, national, and worldwide community with the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Get ready for this powerful message.
What the Lord's been doing this morning has been one of the interesting things about being a pastor is you have the privilege of watching multiple people's journeys, and many times you're astounded how the Holy Spirit gathers a group of people together and somehow is able to speak to every heart in here. That's a blow mind to me. How does God do that? You know, doesn't he just kind of throw a blanket over the crowd and that takes care of it? No. Every time we gather together in his house in his name, and his Holy Spirit shows up to minister, he takes the same words spoken by the pastor or a prayer by someone, and he touches everybody's heart. And everybody's in a different place. How does he do that? You're going through different things than the person sitting next to you, and yet the Holy Ghost is able to talk right straight to your heart and minister directly to you. I just find that fascinating. That's why we have a simple format in our church. We just normally worship, and then we have different little great testimonies, not little testimonies, great testimonies on occasion. We have great hula ministry last week. That was awesome. And yet, every heart, if they'll open, will receive something from God because God came here to minister to us. And I think there's an opportunity for us right now, and I hesitate to do this because I know you just got comfortable, right? But I think there's something important we need to pray about. You remember one day when Grandma stepped up, I think she was sitting over here, stepped up, and we hadn't talked about this, and she just kind of shared that London, you remember when she gave me a piggy bank? She wanted to give her an offering to the Lord. I have that piggy bank in my office sitting on my treasure shelves there. I got a whole bookshelf of books, but treasures that people have given me or the church or whatever and so forth. But London's going in the hospital. And so I'm wondering if you would be willing to stand with me and pray a special prayer for London this morning. Would you do that? And I want you to join your faith with mine. And I believe our unified prayer is so important. And I don't know all the details. I just know that she's going in the hospital on the 22nd of this month. And what for doesn't make any difference to us because God can heal or touch or minister in anything. Anything. God can do a marvelous work, even open vessels. And I think that's just a good testimony prior to this prayer. Amen? Because I want you to make a difference this morning along with me in praying for London that God would touch her and minister to her. Would you join me, Father? We're taking just a special moment in this service, and I believe this is a divine appointment. I believe this is a moment that you have designed for this whole church to pray in one mind and one purpose and one goal, and that is for London to be touched, to be ministered to, by let the Holy Spirit be released to heal her body, minister to her. In fact, we're praying for the report to be so astounding to the doctors that they can't explain what has happened to London, but we will know. We will know that it is your hand. We will know that your spirit is moved and that you have touched her and ministered to her precious little heart is so open to the things of God that she, at a young age, wanted to give an offering back to her God. And so I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for her precious little heart and ask you to do a mighty, mighty work there. And let all the doctors and nurses be astounded as they see the healing power of Jesus Christ demonstrated in London. And we pray that prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And I appreciate you being willing to get uncomfortable for another moment or so and pray because I think our prayers have impact. I think the Holy Spirit, for some reason, hears us and answers prayer. It's not always the great Benny Hinn healing line and blow on him and hit him with the code or whatever and that kind of thing. It's not, some spectacular thing. But God is always moving and ministering. And I can't tell you how many times we get calls and messages on the machine, or calls to my wife or myself, telling us what God's been doing and how cool God is to minister and answer prayer. You know, it's like the one guy that came to Jesus and said, I need you to heal my child. And he said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Remember that? I think that's how most of us are most of the time. Lord, I believe you can do this, but help my unbelief so that it doesn't get in the way of you doing this. Amen? God understands that. Trust me, the God that we serve understands all of those things that we go through as a person. Jesus experienced that, and he overcame that. And so that's awesome. Anything that we're experiencing, the Lord has experienced it as well. He knows what's going on. However, the good thing about it is that Jesus Christ conquered the grave. Therefore, he made it possible for us to have the power of the resurrection. Think about that. Woo. Flowing in our church.